Good afternoon.
Hello.
How can I help you?
I'd like to make a transfer, please.
You want to transfer some money? That's fine. Let me just bring up some details. Right, here we are. Can you tell me your name, please?
It's Alice Deltour.
OK, and your date of birth?
20th of February 1982.
Right, and for security, can I have the first letter of your password?
It's B.
And the fifth letter?
That's F.
Fine. Now, where do you want to make the transfer to and from?
I'd like to send money from my current account abroad.
Which country are you sending it to?
To China. My boyfriend is on holiday there, and he's run out of money.
Oh dear. China, okay. Now, there are several ways to do this. We can do it by credit card, by electronic transfer, by cheque or by banker's draft.
I'm not sure. What's the best way?
Well, that all depends. The simplest way is by cheque, really.
I just write the cheque and send it?
Yes, but it can be very slow and take a long time for the money to clear, between 3 to 4 weeks. How soon do you need the money to get there?
I'd like it to get there in the next couple of weeks.
So really, sending a cheque is going to be too slow?
Yes, I think so.
Let's look at electronic transfer then. This usually takes between 2 and 5 working days.
That's 2 to 5 days.
Working or business days. If you send it on Friday, it will get there the following Friday at the latest.
I see. That's much better.
Yes, but we do charge a fee for this. We charge a flat fee of £21, and on top of that, the receiving bank may charge a fee, and an agent may also charge you for transferring the money between banks.
So, how much is it altogether?
We can't give you an exact amount. You need to check it with the receiving bank and any agents that they use.
I see.
Also, you can send it in sterling or dollars from here, but there will be an additional fee depending on the exchange rate when you convert it into renminbi.
So there will be another charge too?
I'm afraid so.
Does it make any difference if I send it in dollars or sterling?
It could make a difference according to which currency has the best exchange rate. The other difference is this. If you send dollars, the amount goes through the US clearing system. We send the money to our branch in London. They then send it to our branch in New York, and the New York branch sends it to the bank in China.
It goes all around the world then. What about if I send sterling?
In that case, we send it to our branch in London. From there, it may go directly to China, unless the bank in China has an agent in London, in which case we transfer it to the London agent, and they send the money on to China.
So how do I proceed with the transfer?
OK, first we'll need some details about the beneficiary from you.
The who?
The beneficiary, the person receiving the money.
OK, what do you need to know?
We'll need the full name of the beneficiary and their account number.
OK.
You need to tell us the name of the bank in China and the address of the branch. We also need the bank's sort code and the SWIFT number.
What's a SWIFT number?
Basically, it's an interbank code. It helps banks identify each other through a unique code number.
OK, and that's spelt?
S-W-I-F-T, SWIFT. And the final thing we need is the reason for sending the money.
You need a reason from me? I just told you my boyfriend's run out of money.
Well, we don't need a reason. The receiving government needs to know why the money is entering the country, and we have to be able to tell them.
OK, so from me you need the bank's name, the address of the branch, the sort code and SWIFT number, the beneficiary's name and account number, and a reason for sending the payment.
Yes, that's correct.
OK, so I'll check these out and come back to you with them so we can go ahead with the transfer.